Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
My name is Don Stott. I am a father who experienced estrangement from one of my adult children firsthand. Welcome to Beyond the Pain, a place where parents of estranged adult children can find peace and healing. In each episode, I hope to share stories that'll help you through some of your darkest hours. To bring this out of the shadows and stop being ashamed. Then to build you up and inspire you to love yourselves even more.
All right. Hi, guys. I know it's been a little while, so I just wanted to thank everybody for listening and watching me. I appreciate all of the support and the comments that I've been getting. So it really means a lot doing this just so the word gets out. And I want to do, I want to continue and I want to do more. So I do appreciate it. All the likes and subscribes. That really helps, to push the channel out to more people. So again, I really appreciate it. So I'm going to do something a little different today. Had an experience recently that prompted this, and hopefully everybody will understand. So what I want to talk about is parents that choose to estrange from their children. I know that's kind of a foreign concept to most of us because we wouldn't choose to do this, but there are parents that choose to do this just like the kids do. So I think it's important to shine a light on that as well, so that maybe we can start bringing some of these families back together. That's the whole point. And if that can't happen for whatever reason, then allowing the healing of yourself to start. So that being said, I wanted to talk about an experience that I had recently. I was talking to a dear friend of mine. She's actually my youngest daughter's age. We're friends with her mom, and she's become very close to both my wife and I. So her dad, her biological father, since he and her mother haven't been together anymore. There's been a big distance there, a distance set in place by him. Technically, they're not no contact, because if she decides to reach out to him for whatever reason, he will answer her, although sometimes it's not right away. He will answer her, but it's almost never the same in reverse. And when it is, there's usually an ulterior motive, meaning that he wants something from her or something. Something it's convenient for him to do. And if it's not meaning to be that way, that's the way she perceives it. So when she was younger, in high school age, things became evident. Her mom and dad were clearly not getting along. And she became aware that, and I want to protect her privacy, so I'm not going to give a ton of detail, but she became aware that there were some outside influences going on. And ever since then, her dad has been very distant. Like, he didn't know how to deal with that. She had to grow up very quickly to some of these things, and wasn't able to, you know, take her time. She's a very smart, very young, very strong young woman, but it's really impacted her life. And obviously sometimes things happen. Parents go separate ways, whatever. But the way these things happened, and then her dad becoming more distant over the years, has just, it's really affected her self-confidence, her relationships in her own life, a lot of things. She's grown tremendously in the last year or so that I've known her, but it's really affected her life. So they do still have contact, like I said, but it's extremely hard on her at times because she's always waiting for that rejection. She's always waiting for the disappointment. If she wants to reach out and say, I'd like to have lunch with you, or like to hang out with you, or whatever, it's never received like, oh, that'd be great. I just want to see you and see how you're doing, or whatever. It doesn't work that way. So all of that being said, brings me to my point that sometimes as parents, we think that it's just all the kids are doing this. And that's not always the case. Sometimes parents are the ones who call an end to a relationship with the kids. Caveat that I'm not saying that anyone, and I'm going to say this a couple times, I'm not saying that anyone who's in an abusive relationship, abuse of any kind, should be around that person abusing them, whether it's the parent or the child. I'm not saying that. And I'm not giving excuses to bad parents. We all know there are some. Some of you may have had some. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that some parents discard their kids just like we were discarded. And if you can imagine how it feels for us, it must be a whole lot worse for them in some ways, because we were supposed to be there for them. We were supposed to take care of them. We're supposed to be the adult. Again, not saying some of you didn't do that. I'm just saying that sometimes, you know, we all make mistakes. And I think that's some of what has happened here. So with that being said, with all of the talk or hearing from other people that I've done, and hearing from the parents and how their interactions have gone and things their kids say. And now this is like second, third, fourth party, obviously. But some of the things they say that the parents have done or whatever. I've chosen four potential reasons why parents might be the ones who choose to estrange from their kids. So let's get into that. This should be a little interesting. Like in my friend's case, perhaps the parent has done something that they feel like they should be ashamed of. Perhaps. When you do something that you feel guilty about or that you're ashamed of for some reason, it might be difficult to get by that. It might be difficult as the parental figure to admit that you screwed up. I've screwed up. I don't necessarily know that I always tell my kids that, or I've always told my kids, hey, I screwed up, but I do. I'm human. It happens. So I would say just talk to them. Talk to them. They understand more than you might think. And they might listen. And I'm talking to the parents. They might listen. So before you take that step of estranging and cutting them out of your lives, or even severely distancing yourself from them, talk to them. You know, admit if you did something, and if you did something wrong and something that might have upset them or whatever, within reason. You know, I'm not saying that if you punish them when they were younger because they did something, you should. That's not what I'm talking about. It's the bigger things. So just talk to them. You know, number two, maybe it's your own upbringing. Perhaps you were abandoned or estranged as a child yourself. I mean, it happens. My dad estranged from us. I didn't really understand it to be what it was at the time, but I did not have contact with him from the time I was probably 5 years old, maybe six. I'm very young, so I don't really remember. And I never did after that. He passed away when I was 17. So I never got the opportunity. So perhaps that's something that happened in your life. Again, talking to the parents, something that happened in your life. Maybe you were estranged. Your parents abandoned you. Even if they didn't completely abandon you, maybe you were just on your own to fend for yourself for the most part. So that could have something to do with the fact that you feel the need, or you feel like it's okay to do that. Another one, number.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Three would be like societal pressure, meaning to have a perfect life. I know I used to want to make sure my kids had a perfect life. You know, the white picket fence syndrome is what I was told it was called once, or somebody called it that once. Or perhaps even more to the point in my life, perhaps if you're a single parent, and not being able to be there for certain things because you're taking care of the other things that we need to be taken care of. Perhaps that's caused some distance and some issues because you couldn't be there for some of the big things in their life. And maybe you feel like it's just easier to, now that they're grown, that it's just easier for you to take a step back and not be in their lives. Obviously, we need to let them grow up. We need to let them be adults, find their way, make some of their own mistakes, you know, all of that stuff. But I have to believe that, again, unless there was some abuses that went on, they want you to some extent in their life. They don't want you running their life, but they want you in their lives. It's hard for a parent to step back from that role of running their life for 15, 18 years, and then all of a sudden, you know, nothing. We have no say in anything, which essentially is what happens. And it's truly what's supposed to happen. Because they have to find their own way. So, I mean, it's just one of those things. So the other thing that I see, is perhaps, especially if you're in a two-parent household, perhaps they might be closer to one parent than the other. And that might cause some issues. It doesn't need to necessarily, but maybe that's what causes some of your issues. There are times, I think it's perfectly normal for a child to be closer with one parent than the other, especially not trying to be stereotypical, but especially, you know, a lot of times the girls will be closer to the mom, the boys will be closer to the dad, not always, but many times. And that could cause an issue with the other parent feeling like they're not needed, they're not wanted, they're not whatever. So I don't think it's always intentional. I think it just happens sometimes, that could definitely be a cause. So, you know, there's other, many other factors. I only chose a few of them that I've heard about and that kind of I felt like I could talk about. You know, again, I'm not trying to make excuses for either the adult child or the parent, just trying to bring out some possible reasons this might happen. And if that's not your experience, that's okay. If it is, maybe think about it. See if any of that, you know, resonates. I know we're the parents, and barring some major issues that our kids do, we should be there for them if they need us to be. I mean, we shouldn't hover over them. We shouldn't try to control their lives again, but to be there to guide them if they need it, to help them to answer questions of life if they choose to ask us, and just be supportive of them. You know, listen, parents, we don't like to be discarded. What makes you think the kids would like to be discarded or want that kind of thing? I don't think they do. It takes them, in a perfect world, it takes them years to be comfortable in their own skin. I don't think until they're in a few years into adulthood, I know for me, it took a little bit longer than that, but for me, I didn't feel comfortable with myself till I was grown and married and raising a family of my own. And I still had, I mean, I think all of us even now have certain things we're not comfortable with within ourselves. Now, we may not agree with some of the choices they make, but I would argue, especially when that happens, you can guide them in their choices, but they just need to be allowed to make some of those choices themselves. We won't like them. We won't like the choices. Just that's the way it is. I'm sure our parents didn't like some of the choices we made, but it's not really our job to like their choices. It's our job to guide them in the best way we think we can, and hopefully they become you know, good people and productive members of society, and you know, that kind of thing. It's going to take them even longer to get over the estrangement if we continue to push and if we try to run things. And again, this is not for those parents that haven't chosen that were kicked aside. This is for those parents that have either chosen to estrange from their kids or are contemplating that. So for all of the adult kids that might be listening, please know most of us parents don't want to hurt you. That's not our intention. If we did, it's most likely unknowingly. Have you ever done something stupid? Anything that maybe without thinking that has either hurt someone, or maybe don't do something that hurts someone? I mean, we're human too. So just try to remember that. Try to remember that we do the best we can. We fail many times, but we do the best we can. Please consider reaching out. And I'll throw this in there too, because I personally have some issues with this. Right now, the whole world is, you know, we communicate via texting or some sort of social media platform or whatever. And that's great for some things, but sometimes that kind of stuff gets misunderstood. And unless you're incredibly crystal clear with it, and even then sometimes it gets misunderstood and it doesn't have that emotional connection. It's just words on a page. So sometimes that doesn't get across the full emotion of what you're trying to say. You know, a call might be better, or even offering, if you have some sort of mediator that could be impartial, that could listen to both of you and let you both know that, listen, you need to take a breath, let them talk. I don't think that's how they meant it, whatever. And I'm sure unless, and this goes for both parents and kids, that unless they told you, I don't want you in my life, unless they said those words or something similar to that, they really do. Again, caveats with all of the bad parents, kids, abuse that could be out there. Obviously, nobody needs to be a part of that. But we're all humans. We're trying to learn this human thing all together. I know that sounds kind of weird. I'm just saying that we all make mistakes. Sometimes they're big mistakes. Sometimes they're small mistakes. And sometimes we just don't realize that we've done that. Not all the cases, but sometimes. So if you have it in yourself to try to start again, it might be worth it. Just consider it. Just take a minute. Consider it. Think of it if you haven't done that already. And if you do decide to do that, for both parents and kids, take it at your own pace. Make sure there's clear, open communication. Whatever you choose to do, this is to the kids. Whatever you choose to do, please know that your parents, in most cases, have always loved you, even though it may not seemed like it at times. If your parents do try to reach out and ask for a fresh start, I just suggest you consider it. Consider all the options. Just be open to it if you haven't considered it before. You just never know. I appreciate everyone listening. I hope some of these things resonated. I just feel like that if we can find some bridge in some of these situations, we might be able to bring some of you back together. But anyway, I appreciate you listening and watching. Please remember to like on YouTube, subscribe on YouTube, and follow me on the podcasting sites. I'm on most of them. Whatever your favorite is, I'm sure you can find me there. If you'd like to reach out to me, my email address is beyondthepainpodcast@gmail.com. And please try to remember to live beyond the pain. Have a good one.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The cat sat on the mat. Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.